terms of, you've seen this picture of the logic model that Joe showed, really a three-box public health logic model where you look at your problems in terms of substance abuse, you're looking at consumption and consequence issues, then you're looking at your intervening variables, causal factors, whatever you want to call them, and then the evidence-based strategies. This model has worked so successfully for us in Wyoming around substance use, we're now using the same model to do needs assessments for sexual violence prevention, HIV/AIDS prevention, and suicide prevention in the state of Wyoming. We found it to be incredibly useful. So I'll talk a little bit. You'll see some pictures that are very similar to Michael's. We had the advantage in Wyoming to not be as fast as New Mexico, so when we saw their stuff, we thought it was really good, and then we said, well, we can improve upon it, which we may or may not have done. But I do want to make one mention. I told Joe that, do I just click the mouse, Joe, is that? I told Joe that I wouldn't put any pictures because I didn't have a lot of time of antelope or escalators. But I did want to mention about, see, somebody is seeing me and they're laughing at this, but when I talk about this being, Wyoming being really a frontier state, we are really a frontier state. We have a very small population density. And I was talking to people from Alaska today over at the exhibition, and, you know, just about how large Anchorage is and stuff, and that. Also, I learned that Alaska has a temperate climate. I think those people have been in the dark too long. But Wyoming is so frontier that, just this is my one indicator, within the geographical boundaries of Wyoming, there is no escalator in the state of Wyoming. Not in an airport, not in a shopping mall, either of the shopping malls in the state and stuff. And I wasn't going to mention that, except for that when I rode the metro to my hotel the other day, I got my metro card, and when you turn it over, there's little things, and on my metro card was actually the instructions for safely riding an escalator. And I must be the only person that thought, wow, that's pretty useful. So, but it's an incredibly frontier state. We have, our governor says, we are a small town with very, very long streets. When you add that to some of the highest binge drinking rates in the country, you get a lot of alcohol-related deaths. Our most typical car accident, motor vehicle crash, is a single car rollover with alcohol involved. So we have a lot of things. So as we did that funnel down picture that Michael showed, we came to a target problem for the state of Wyoming, and that problem was the misuse of alcohol. And in particular, it meant underage drinking and adult binge drinking, alcohol-related crime, alcohol-related motor vehicle crashes, and alcohol dependence. And to give you a sense of that, in the United States in general, about a third of custodial arrests, that's where you put the handcuffs on, are related to alcohol. In the county I live in, it's the county with the University of Wyoming in it, in that county for the sheriff's department, or in the state of Wyoming, it's 63%. In the county I live in, it's 75%. In the town I live in, it's 83%. And at the University of Wyoming, 95% of all custodial arrests are related to alcohol. We have problems with alcohol in Wyoming. And so we really focus on this is what we're going to target our problem on. So the issue was, once we had decided that, what do we do with communities? We didn't know until we saw that little picture that New Mexico had shown us, and we saw the work that Berkmeyer and Holder and others had done, and we said, okay, we know what we need to do. We can hand them the problem, but we have to tell them what to do about the problem. And this is what we came up with. This was our logic model. And if you start at the far right side, those are our consequences. Alcohol-related crime, alcohol-related car or motor vehicle crashes, and alcohol dependence and abuse. We have indicators for those. We know those are the biggest problems, right? Those are all driven by underage drinking and adult binge drinking, right? And people in Wyoming, based on this research that we saw, we're doing this because of one of seven causes. If you notice, we only have six causes up here. We don't have economic pricing. That can only be changed at the state level. It really is a serious problem in Wyoming. We haven't raised the tax on alcohol since 1943. It's something like 0.025 cents per gallon. If you go into Safeway in Laramie, Wyoming, you can buy a six-pack of beer for just under what you can buy a six-pack of water for. So we know price is an issue, but you can't change it locally, and the legislature is working on it. So we went to these six areas, which you've already heard people talk about. Retail availability, criminal justice, social availability, promotion, and on and on. And we said, if we could get the communities to understand this would be really important. If they knew that retail availability was the thing that was driving binge drinking, then they could choose strategies like responsible beverage service to deal with retail availability. But if retail availability isn't the problem, you could choose those strategies forever and it wouldn't make a difference. And so we got, this is the picture we stole from New Mexico, and we thought, you know, we don't have to do a lot of things. If you really want to understand a causal factor like retail availability in a community, you can get to it with three or four parsimoniously well-chosen indicators. And these exist. Despite our frontier nature, we have a wealth of data in Wyoming. We're very lucky for that. And these things exist. So if we sit down, we can do this. So what we did is we created what we call our need assessment workbook. And I have a few copies if anybody wants from when, 3 days ago when this was going to be a roundtable. And we changed it. But what we did is we created a needs assessment workbook that really held the community's hands, because in Wyoming these communities don't have researchers or evaluators of their own, anyone to do the needs assessment. We needed to walk them through. So if you were to read our notebook, it actually reads like alcohol-related car crashes. Go to this website. From the website, select states. Then click alcohol from the first table in the website. Click this. In table 14, read down this row. We didn't let them fail at finding this data, right? There were some areas where we had to make them go out and collect it. Under promotion, we had them count billboards. Wyoming has a lot of billboards. And we wanted to know the percentage of billboards, how much was alcohol being promoted. So we had them drive around their county and count every billboard and tell us how many of those were advertising alcohol. It was an interesting thing because everybody was doing this, driving around these counties that are the size of Connecticut and counting billboards. And the worst county by far is Laramie County, where Cheyenne is, the home of Cheyenne Frontier Days. And the lady said, I don't know why people are complaining about this. I thought it was really easy. And everyone said, what are you talking about? We're driving for days. And she said, well, I just called the billboard companies. And so, but then we did get the count. And then we had them mail that data to us so we could give them back a state average, because we didn't have them do anything that wasn't compared to the state. We didn't want them to look in a vacuum. We wanted them to be able to compare themselves. So we thought that there were contributing factors. So here's an example of that. This is around retail availability. We had them, well, okay, just to give you a sense. We had them look at the problem also. So here's adult binge drinking. If you look at adult binge drinking in Wyoming, the three top counties are Albany, Sublette, and Teton. I think I have an arrow that didn't quite go up there. But if you look at Albany, Sublette, and Teton County, Albany County is the college town. Teton County is Jackson Hole, which is a tourist place. Sublette County is our biggest oil and gas industry place, where we have man camps and things like that. These places have a tremendous problem with adult binge drinking. The question is, what's driving that adult binge drinking in those counties? If you could look at liquor licenses per capita, you look at the top ones. You have Teton County, and look under it, Sublette County. Teton County has, if you've ever been to Jackson, it has a bar and a restaurant in every corner. Alcohol is easily accessible there, right? But Albany County, my arrow, Joe, when you change things, the arrows don't go. If you look at Albany County, it's actually fourth from the bottom, right? Retail availability of alcohol is not the problem in the town I live in. We don't have that many bars for the people that we have, even though there's college students. Something else is driving our adult binge drinking. This has a tremendous sort of implications for how you do prevention, right? Because if you understand your causal areas, you won't be doing it. So Albany County doesn't need to be doing tips training or things like that, or get rid of drive-through liquor stores or whatever it might be. They need to do other, focus on other causal areas, whereas Teton County needs to do that stuff. So those are sort of how it worked. And once we were done looking at all of the individually at the causal area, we actually made the people who take the data to their community advisory coalition and say, okay, answer these two questions. I won't read them to you. But basically, what we want from your community advisory coalition is a score. How big is this impacting your community? How big is the impact of retail availability on the problems that you have? Is it nothing, or has it got the biggest impact of all? And it's really interesting, because one of our funded communities is an Indian reservation. They are dry. They actually, for retail availability, were able to put zero. Also for promotion, you can't advertise alcohol on the reservation. They put a zero. has a real big implications for what you're going to choose as an evidence-based strategy to attack your problem. So we had them do that. And once they had done that for all six causal areas, we had them score them, put the scores in, and rank them. Say, okay, which of these are really contributing to the problems in your community? And it was a really fascinating exercise. Once they had done this, we had them answer a final question, which is, well, we had them look at their resources as well. I won't go into that. We had them answer a final question, which is, what are you going to focus on? What sort of, no pun intended, cocktail of causal areas will you focus on? Because you can't do all six, and you probably don't need to do all six. But which ones are you going to do? Which ones are really showing that you need to do it? And this is the results of that. You don't need to read all the counties. That's not the important part. But of the 23 counties, all 23 found community norms as the biggest issue. And we have some surveys that get to that in our state, so it was a really interesting thing. 19 are going to focus on social availability, 7 on individual factors. Retail availability and promotion way down on the end. And what one of the reasons for that is because a lot of that has been done in Wyoming already. I want to call it low-hanging fruit, but retail availability is pretty easy to get to. You know where those people are. Community norms are harder to change. Criminal justice was the enforcement piece that Joe talked about, but we, in Wyoming, we decided to broaden it to the criminal justice system, not just enforcement, but other sorts of issues. So that's a great question. This is the next set. So they all came together and we showed them this, and they all said, we're doing the same thing. We all have the same issues. Now, community norms are not easy to change, and our evidence-based practices are around things like individual factors and stuff are much more defined, which I think is one of the reasons why these are the areas that need to be worked on in Wyoming. So what happened is they came together and they all are working together, all the communities together, they're working with Montana State University and a guy named Jeff Linkenbach to do a giant statewide social norming campaign that not only covers the state, but also hits each individual county with its own sort of data. So the social norming campaign work is taking place, and some social availability stuff, and I'm not a program person, so I don't know all the evidence-based stuff, but the social norming right now is big in Wyoming. And others then are doing other things that might be particularly important to them. So anyway, so those are the results. That was sort of the gist of what we got from it, and I just had some lessons, which is data needs to be interpreted and other things. But I do want to say one thing as Joe cuts me off of time. That one of the things that's really important is that amazing things happen when communities start to plan with data. Besides the fact that some people told us they would have been doing exactly the wrong strategies, this is my story of how amazing things can happen. When we had them gather criminal justice data, Teton County, who has the highest DUI arrest rate in the state, came to us. And they went to the police and they got a printout from the police department of all the DUI arrests so that they could fill in the needs assessment workbook. One of the columns they didn't ask for was just printed out. It was the zip code of the people who were getting arrested. And when they looked at it, they realized that nobody in Teton County who gets arrested for drunk driving lives in the state of Wyoming. And they all since, they said, wow, you know, we could put Project Northland in seventh grade until we were blue in the face. We will never change drinking and driving in this community. So it's completely changed how they do. That simple piece of data has completely changed how they do.